Larry Spatz has been living in the Roaring Fork Valley part-time for 2 decades, and in recent years, he wanted to help make a difference for military vets returning from war. He hadn't been looking at wheelchairs, per se, but got the idea after talking with someone he knows well.
The fact that I had a friend who has been long-term in a wheelchair and is able to get out, he skis, he does everything, so my feeling was if he was interested in this, then it was important.
So Spatz brainstormed with a Chicago engineering company about how to make a chair that would be more mobile than what most veterans currently use. The result is a prototype Spatz has been sharing with vets to try it out. It's called Freedom Tracks, which looks like
a version of a small tank track that a veteran can roll his wheelchair onto the tracks, click it in place, and is able to go in snow, sand, gravel, up curbs, all types of things that a normal wheelchair wouldn't be able to do.
Spatz recently spent time with disabled vets in the Valley to get their feedback. The larger idea is to sell the tracks for about $1,500 and maybe convince Veterans Affairs to distribute them as well. In the long run, Spatz aims to direct some of the proceeds to Huts for Vets. That's a basalt group that provides wilderness and therapeutic experiences for former service members. Adam McCabe is a board member and says making it easier for vets to get around could help participants in the group's trips to Margie's hut.
Our last amputee tried to hike. He needed to turn around. We were able to, as a team, navigate some challenges. But I'll tell you what, this would have been a really helpful thing to have on that trip.
Larry Spatz says so far, the feedback on the prototype has been positive.
Up till now, most of them are in the same wheelchair that an 80-year-old might be in. By being in the Freedom Tracks, it's special, and it sets them apart. They felt it was cool, and the tracks that we use being similar to a tank really related to the military.
Spatz hopes to have a model available on the market in about 3 months. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.